Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled Meta Cut 8,000 Jobs for AI. Here's what it means for your business.
And it's a weighty one, because when a company the size of Meta lays off 10% of its entire workforce, that number deserves more than a headline.
Right. Around 8,000 people, starting from the 20th of May. And what makes this different from a typical cost-cutting round is that Meta is being completely upfront about why. It's a deliberate redirect of resources toward AI.
Not a recession story, a strategy story.
Exactly. And Meta's not alone. Jack Dorsey cut 40% of the staff at Block, also citing AI. So this isn't one company making an unusual call. It's a pattern.
And the data behind that pattern is uncomfortable. What's the Goldman Sachs figure Brett cites?
Goldman Sachs estimates AI is already cutting 16,000 jobs per month, net, in the U.S. alone. 25,000 positions substituted, only 9,000 added back.
Say that again slowly. 16,000 a month, net. That's not a forecast. That's already happening.
And the jobs going first are entry level. A military.com and Forbes study found nearly a quarter of executives expect AI to reduce their need for junior hires.
Which sounds like a sensible efficiency call until you think about what entry-level roles actually do for a business beyond the task itself.
That's exactly the pipeline problem Brett flags. You can't hire experienced mid-level managers in 5 years if you've never grown any.
IBM saw this coming. Their chief HR officer announced they'd triple the number of young hires specifically to avoid a shortage of middle managers. But Brett's point is that most companies are not IBM.
Most companies are just cutting the bottom and assuming the middle will sort itself out. It won't.
And here's the bit that really caught me. An NBER study of 6,000 executives found that nearly 90% of firms report zero measurable impact on employment or productivity from AI. The jobs are going, but the gains aren't showing up yet.
Brett puts it plainly. We're getting the worst of both worlds, absorbing the disruption without the upside.
So what does the Australian and Singaporean data show? Because that's directly relevant to a lot of people listening.
In Australia, a Pearson and AWS study found 53% of employers are already struggling to find AI-ready graduates. Universities are training people for roles that are being automated before the students even finish their degrees.
And Singapore is interesting, because on the surface, it looks like a success story. 61% Gen AI adoption, which is more than double the US rate of 28%.
But only 3% of Singaporean financial institutions have actually hit true AI leadership status. Broad adoption, shallow execution. The tools are everywhere. The strategic thinking hasn't caught up.
That gap between having the tools and actually using them well is the real challenge for most business owners.
Brett also covers what he calls the three-person company. AI-native founders building profitable businesses with tiny teams, doing work that used to need 20 or 30 people.
Brilliant for the founder. Harder to process if you're thinking about where employment goes, when one person with the right setup can do the work of 10. There's a genuine white spot, though. App development is up 60% year-on-year globally, driven by AI coding tools. The barrier to building software has collapsed. You don't need a large dev team to ship a product anymore. And on the other side of it, physical work is becoming more valuable, not less. Tradespeople, nurses, teachers, builders, the shortages there are acute and getting worse. AI can't fix a leaking pipe.
Can't hold someone's hand in a hospital ward either. Brett's argument is that human, physical, face-to-face work is where the premium is heading.
So what's the action this week? If I'm a business owner listening to this, where do I start?
Brett gives 4 steps. First, if you're using AI to handle entry-level tasks, build a real plan for developing future leaders. Apprenticeships, mentorship, rotational roles. Don't just stop hiring juniors and assume mid-level talent will appear.
Second, upskill your whole team. Not coding, but AI fluency. Managing AI agents, checking their outputs, knowing when to trust them and when not to. Third, treat the 60% surge in app development as a signal. If you've had an idea for an internal tool or a customer-facing product, the cost of building it has dropped dramatically. And fourth, if your business runs on physical delivery or face-to-face contact, invest hard in retention and culture. That's your competitive edge going forward, not software. The line from Brett that stuck, The companies that restructure now, while they still have time and choice, will be the ones that thrive. The ones that wait will restructure in a crisis. And crisis restructuring never ends well. Read the full article at anime.ai. And if you want to see what this looks like inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.